Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Toraz. Yesterday, we talked all about iOS 18 and what's new for iPhone users, but Apple also has updates out for all of its other platforms. First, let's dive into Vision OS 2. Perhaps most notably, Vision OS 2 includes a fundamental change to how you navigate Vision OS. Instead of looking up to the sky and tapping to get Control Center and to the home view, Vision OS adds a brand new gesture interaction. You can look down at the palm of your hand and tap instantly to go to the home view, or you can flip your hand over to see quick information about your Vision Pro like the time, the volume, and the battery life, then tap to go to Control Center. Vision OS 2 also allows you to rearrange icons on your Vision Pro's home screen. Just look at an app icon, pinch and hold, and your icons will enter jiggle mode just like they do on the iPhone and iPad. Additionally, you can now move iPhone and iPad apps out of the compatible apps folder and onto the main apps view. Vision OS 2 also brings keyboard pass-through support to the Apple Vision Pro. This means that Vision OS 2 will recognize and reveal your Magic Keyboard or MacBook keyboard when you're immersed in an environment, so you can still see it to easily type. Vision OS 2 also includes a new feature that can convert any image into an immersive spatial photo using machine learning. There are also improvements to guest user support, so now a friend or family member can be added as a guest user on Vision Pro and have their eye and hand data saved for 30 days. Previously, guest user data was deleted after every use. There are a few other things worth noting in Vision OS 2, such as a new Bora Bora environment, changes to how video playback works in Safari, updates to travel mode, and more. You can hit the link in the show notes to find our full coverage of everything new in Vision OS 2 for Apple Vision Pro. Next up, let's talk macOS Sequoia. One of the big features here is iPhone mirroring, which we talked about yesterday in regard to iOS 18. This is the feature that lets you view your iPhone screen right on your Mac. Sequoia also comes with Apple's new Passwords app to let users easily access and manage all of their passwords. For gamers, this new version of macOS reduces audio latency when playing games with AirPods Pro 2 and includes further changes to make it easier for developers to bring their Windows games to the Mac. Other upgrades include easier window tiling for side-by-side, square, and other window arrangements. There are new backgrounds and presenter preview for FaceTime and any other video conferencing app. Safari Highlights will show you important information on a web page like addresses, phone numbers, or summaries. There's also the distraction control feature to hide distracting elements on a web page in Safari. There are text effects for messages, new privacy and security features, reminders now show up in the calendar app, and more. macOS Sequoia is available now and is compatible with the iMac 2019 and later, the Mac Studio, the Mac Mini 2018 and later, the 2019 Mac Pro and later, the 2017 iMac Pro, the MacBook Air from 2020 and later, and the 2018 and later MacBook Pro. Apple has also released tvOS 18 for Apple TV. One of the changes here is automatic subtitles for TV shows and movies. Apple TV can now automatically, temporarily, enable subtitles on your behalf when it makes sense to do so. So if you press the mute button to silence audio, subtitles will automatically pop up until unmuted. Similarly, if you pause and skip back to replay a scene, subtitles will be on temporarily, so you can read what was said if you missed it the first time. There are also upgrades to enhanced dialogue to help you enjoy TV shows and movies that have frustrating audio mixes where the sound of the person speaking is muddy or simply not loud enough compared to the background music. This feature was previously available when paired with HomePod speakers, but with tvOS 18, it's now available for all Apple TV users. This includes when using your built-in TV speakers or a connected Bluetooth output like AirPods. Insight is a new feature in the Apple TV app specifically for Apple TV Plus content. It's a new menu that appears on screen and includes a list of cast members currently playing in that scene and features the currently playing song from that title soundtrack. tvOS 18 also brings new screensaver options, including a new portraits screensaver that analyzes your photo library to find the best images to show on your TV. Other changes include new features for SharePlay, support for 21:9 format projectors, a redesign for the Fitness Plus app, live captions that can be displayed during FaceTime calls, and upgrades to Siri. We are sponsored this week by Torres. Upgrade your iPhone with the Torres O-Stand 360 Spin Case or the new O-Stand 360 Case. This gives you a cutting-edge fusion of protection, functionality, and style. Designed with a sleek, curved back, innovative spinning stand, and robust MagSafe compatibility for your iPhone. One of the key features is the 360 degrees unlimited spinning stand. You can rotate your iPhone freely for perfect viewing angles in landscape, portrait, or upright positions. The new curved design offers a comfortable grip and a sleek look that complements your iPhone's aesthetic. You can currently get the new O-Stand 360 degree spin case and the O-Stand 360 case by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Torres for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. And finally, we have watchOS 11 for Apple Watch. One of the headlining features here is updates to the Activity Ring system, so you can now take a rest day from closing your rings without losing your streak. You can also now set custom ring goals for different days of the week. So for example, if you tend to go all out exercising on Saturdays, then you can choose to use Sunday to recharge with setting a different goal for each day. Last year, Apple made a big change with watchOS 10, introducing the new Smart Stack widget system, showing you a variety of widgets with glanceable information when you scrolled up with the digital crown from your watch face. WatchOS 11 upgrades this with support for live activities. So this means the same live activities that you can view on your iPhone, on the lock screen, and in the dynamic island will now show up in the Smart Stack with WatchOS 11. Similarly, suggested widgets will also now appear in the Smart Stack for things like music and podcast playback, a timer, weather changes, and more. WatchOS 11 also adds a new Vitals app that shows you things like your overnight body temperature, heart rate, and blood oxygen data. There's a new Tides app to view coastline data. Training Load gives you more insight for tracking your fitness progress over time. Sleep apnea detection is now available on not only the newest Apple Watch Series 10, but also the Apple Watch Series 9 and Apple Watch Ultra 2. And there are two new watch faces in WatchOS 11, including Reflections and Flux, which are design-focused and meant to show you the time and really nothing else. The existing Photos face has also gotten significantly better in WatchOS 11. You can now select different categories of images for your watch face to shuffle through, choosing from people, pets, nature, cities, or even another collection. WatchOS 11 is available now and is compatible with the Apple Watch Series 6 and later, the Apple Watch Ultra 1 or Apple Watch Ultra 2, and the second generation Apple Watch SE. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5Mac.com/join. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.